Snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning. It is Friday, August 23rd, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told, live from the American Families Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Boy, we have made it to the end of the week. We are getting DT situated, and this is one of those weeks where yeah, it went by. It went by pretty fast, but I am glad that it's over. Good morning, Savannah. Savannah is trying to get things going in the producing room. She ain't got time to talk to me right now. But man, we got some hot topics to get to, and of course, we're going to get to the final night of the DNC in Chicago. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris officially accepted the nomination for Democratic President of the United States. And what a night, what a convention. Truth Nation, we want to know your thoughts. We're going to be talking about this all morning, 833-212-1017. Are we good yet, Savannah? Okay. Boy, technology. Man, live radio on a Friday. Truth Nation again, 833-212-1017. What are your thoughts about Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's big moment on stage last night, again making history as being the first black woman to accept the Democratic nomination to become President of the United States? And it was something of calamity. I wasn't able to stay up late enough to see her speech in its entirety. I did see some of the speakers before her, and a lot of them, you could tell they had an agenda when they were speaking. They were speaking of foreign policy, and there was a police officer that got up there and talked about how Madam Vice President Kamala Harris would be good for the country. And it's not just about her. It's about the people. And that, to me, kind of summed up the entire convention, because the entire convention, to me, really spoke on hope. It spoke on trying to keep this momentum going, because there's only 75 days until Election Day. And to me, it was a good moment to see that they're not just basking in this honeymoon that has taken place since President Biden stepped aside. And so they understand that, A, they entered this game well after halftime and the clock is ticking and every day is a precious one. And it also showed in so many ways, yes, I could be a little biased, but it showed how important Wisconsin is. From Mayor Cavalier Johnson speaking on day three to Kamala Harris being in Milwaukee on day two of the DNC, when she could have easily just stayed in Chicago, but she came to Fiserv Forum and sold out Fiserv Forum for a rally. And so she, as well as her team, her staff, they're putting in the work. They are making sure they're putting in the work, and they're making really good strategic, good decisions.
Speaking of work, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
There
we're back.
Is.
Mama's back. Good morning, Truth Nation. All right. So as you were saying, Telly, the Democratic National Convention wrapped up yesterday. And I have to say that there are so many factors that are going to be at the forefront now as Madam Vice President Kamala Harris gets back, her along with Tim Walz, on the campaign trail, as well as the debate trail. And so I as much as I appreciated the entire coverage of the DNC, and it definitely, it was a celebration. The synergy inside the United Center was beyond measure. It's now for each of us as American voters, whether you are registered as a Democrat or a Republican, or just don't even know still how you're going to vote, it's definitely time to lean in and pay attention, because as far as I'm concerned, Telly, the party was great. The DNC was probably, for me, if not the best national convention that I've ever witnessed in my life. It's time to get to work now. It's time to know your vote.
Yeah.
Know why you're voting.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying as well, DT, that she and her staff, the campaign, they have definitely been putting in the work. And you look at just her entire week from being in Chicago on Monday night to selling out Fiserv Forum on Tuesday night. And I mean, because she could have easily stayed in Chicago and no one would have said anything. But for them to continuously make Wisconsin a priority, and even with Mayor Cavalier Johnson speaking on Wednesday, it is just, to me, they really maximize their time during that week. And you're right. It's not only it's time to get to work, it's continuing that work, because I felt like she was putting in the work even during the DNC. And kudos for her for maximizing her time and her staff being strategic to make sure that the American people aren't seeing her just kind of celebrating this momentum. She is still like, hey, we got work to do.
You know, I know we're going to be covering during the first hour, at least, the final day of the DNC. I have to give a huge special shout out to Steve Cascafiti, who covered the DNC yesterday evening. And I happened to be a guest on the show. He was giving us a lot of love, Telly. He listens to Truth Be Told, he said, quite often, and he really appreciates the work that we do. And the major focus was in terms of, you know, why was this Democratic National Convention, out of all the Democratic National Conventions, one of the key topics that Steve and I discussed yesterday is, why did this one feel so different? Why was there so much more energy, so much reception? You had great speakers. And when you think about the Republican National Convention, there were notable celebrities, notable speakers. However, the one big difference, and I don't know if anyone else caught this, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Did you notice that the Democratic National Convention had not one, not two, and I'm going to count Jimmy Carter's grandson representing Jimmy Carter. You had three former presidents speaking and endorsing Kamala Harris. Former President Donald Trump during the RNC. If I'm incorrect, please let me know. There was no previous presidents endorsing former President Donald Trump. That says a lot. That says a lot, because here's the reality. We still have President Bush, who was a Republican. He's still alive. What are some other Republican presidents that are still alive? I'm trying to think, because I can only think of, as of right now, Bush.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Any other Republican presidents that... But and here's the thing, Telly. Even if there are no Republican former presidents, former Republican presidents that are alive, you still had children of previous Republican presidents. You still have grandchildren. No one from previous presidential families spoke on behalf of their father to endorse the Republican presidential nominee. I still find that very interesting, because again, you had Jimmy Carter's grandson who said, my father is fighting to stay alive, to see his 100th birthday so that he can vote for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. That is huge. Yeah. Then you have President Clinton. Then you have President Obama. I mean, so these are things that, from an integrity standpoint, from a U.S. government, I am confident with passing the torch to this individual. These are the things that we also have to consider, because you've had significant straight white men who traditionally have been regarded as the only ones that can lead a country standing in front of 50,000 people, you know, 8 billion people all across the world, watching these men stand on a stage and say, I am voting for Kamala Harris. I endorse Kamala Harris. It's never been done before.
No.
And so these are the things that, for me, really is what was outstanding and made this convention quite extraordinary.
Yeah. And just thinking about there's no vice presidents. Rachel hit us up on our YouTube message board and said VP Mike Pence won't endorse him. That speaks volumes. Well, Mike already had said that. As soon as he got out the White House alive, he was like, look, I'm out of here and I don't want to have any dealings with this dude. But even like Dick Cheney's alive. There were no, like, just look at the comparison on the last day of the RNC, which I was fortunate enough to attend at Fiserv Forum. You had Hulk Hogan, Dana White, Kid Rock perform. And these were the ones that introduced Donald Trump to the stage. And they were like, and for your Republican nominee, you know, Donald J. Trump. And people went wild. But I was just thinking the entire time, are we promoting a WWE WrestleMania fest? Or are you guys picking who you want your party to run on the top of the ticket? And so, yes, it does speak a lot of volumes, because, I mean, no one wants to be connected to the salacious attacks that he's doing, and he's not talking about policies.
When we come back from break, we're going to get more into last night's, the final night of the 2024 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, how are you feeling after witnessing the first Black, Asian, female presidential nominee officially be accepted as the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party? How are you feeling? What did you think was the highlights of the last night? What were some of the lowlights? What were you kind of like, Because when we come back, we're going to get into some of the comedians. There's a lot of celebrities that obviously have a lot of influence when it comes to voting. 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to the best morning show on planet Earth because you deserve the best. Guess what, Truth Nation? It's Friday. I had to put the dramatics on there. It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday. It's Friday. Yes. We made it. We made it through a Democratic National Convention, one of the most, if not the most, historical DNC. So many highlights, maybe some lowlights. We want to hear from you. What did you think, or what did you witness? How did you feel after watching the DNC? And here's the thing, Telly and I do not assume that everyone who listens or tunes into The Truth, or Truth Be Told with Telly and DT for that matter, that you are a Democrat. We want to hear from everyone. If you are a Trump supporter, 833-212-1017. What are the Trump supporters feeling about the DNC? I know y'all out there listening. I wonder, if you were a Trump supporter, Telly, what do you think would be the organic, natural feeling after witnessing this year's DNC?
We got to come up with another game plan.
What'd you say?
Dang.
We need to go find us a coach. And Governor Coach Tim Walz, yeah, he kind of brought it, and he brought it way more than J.D. Vance was able to bring in Milwaukee, nearly a month ago. But yeah, that would be, if I were to support Donald Trump, that would be my game plan as I woke up. I mean, that would be my thought as I woke up this Friday morning. Like, yeah, they had a good one in Chicago. Like, we can't deny that. I mean, we can start trying to make up lies and say that's an AI crowd or be critical of her speech.
Wait
or
a minute.
Whatever.
What?
Donald Trump said that that's why former President Barack Obama said, he's infatuated with crowd sizes. That was the reason why he said that.
Speaking of Tim Walz, I need to get something off my chest. Tim Walz, when he spoke Wednesday night, his son, who is 17 years old, Gus, was emotionally moved by witnessing his father accept the vice presidential nomination. And during his speech, they were putting the camera on Tim Walz's son, again, 17-year-old Gus Walz, and he was visibly very emotional. Well, this sorry case of a human, Ann Coulter, major Republican, and she posts on her social media platform, X, including words describing Tim Walz's 17-year-old son, Gus, as weird. His behavior and his response during his father's speech accepting the vice presidential nomination was weird. And first of all, cannot tell you how disgusting that comment is, because if you don't know, Tim Walz's son has a learning disorder, as well as an anxiety disorder, as well as, well, which is both ADHD. And the family has been very public about their son. And even if he did not have a learning disability, for this conservative woman to come out and see, Telly, here's the thing. When you and I were growing up, especially when we were growing up in school, there was a stigma about children, students who had learning disabilities, or as they would classify it, as special ed. And a lot of times these students were isolated. They were put in areas of the school, and it was always a stigma within our generation to embrace and have your child with learning disabilities out there. You can go far as back as the Kennedy family. The Kennedy family had two children out of their, 15 kids that had special needs. And you never heard or saw their children because, again, matter of fact, one of them was sent away. It's always been a stigma in our community. And what is happening now, Telly, is when you look at more and more parents that embrace their children, no matter how they are born, no matter what type of disabilities that they have, they're embracing their children and they are educating their children to be complete with who they are. And I just think it's disgusting that you have people who still have this dinosaur mentality and trying to weaponize the fact that this young man has a disability and the family embraces it. The country obviously embraced it. And you've always got these people who think that, especially from the conservative side, that think that was a good move. To come for someone's child as they were emotionally impacted by their father accepting the vice presidential nomination. So, Ann Couture, I know this is, I don't want to steal somebody else's thing, but if we were giving donkeys of the day on this show, Telly, Ann Coulter, you could kick rocks with open-toe shoes. Yeah. You're a disgusting person for saying that. And We have got to start being more accepting of children that have disabilities. It can no longer be a stigma in our community.
Yeah, and sometimes we're just seeing that everything that they're doing now, the GOP, is out of desperation. And I think that sometimes you just give people enough rope to hang themselves. And I just feel like with some of the comments that have been made and things that they have done, they're just it's desperation now. So, there's no other way to put it other than how you put it. That's sickening for you to even make a comment about that. If you want to make a comment, either keep it to yourself or, keep it amongst your people that, aren't going to say anything. But for you to take the time to publicly say that, that says a lot about you and where your heart is.
And, Telly, he wasn't alone. There was another talk radio host who also had comments regarding Gus Waltz, son of Governor Tim Waltz. And he criticized the teenager. And a lot of people, again, pushed back. This person, let me see, Jay Weber from 1130 WISN News Talk Radio. Jay Weber, the 1130 WISN host, criticized a teenager and knowingly that this young man suffers from, again, a learning disorder, anxiety disorder, and ADHD. He has now officially apologized. He has issued a public apology. And my thing is, did you apologize because you knew it was wrong, or did you apologize because of all the backlash you received? You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Telly and I are going to come back. We're going to get into some notable celebrities, including comedians, that took the stage. Also, we got to give a shout out to our mayor, Cavalier Johnson, who spoke on Wednesday. We didn't talk about it yesterday, but we're definitely going to talk about it today. That and more fun things. It's also Black Friday. Y'all stay locked in. You're listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What's going on, Truth Nation? Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you are having a great week and getting your weekend started, because again, it is Friday, August 24th. Now, Telly and I, we've been talking about, of course, along with you and everyone else, recapping the final night of the Democratic National Convention, which again took place in Chicago, Illinois, at the United Center. And before break, we were just discussing Ann Coulter. And if I'm mispronouncing her name, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care. She made a post about Tim Walz's son, Gus, 17-year-old son, who was obviously so emotionally impacted by seeing his father. These were tears of pride as his father, Governor Tim Walz, was accepting the vice presidential nomination. And Telly, for me, and I love what one of our listeners shared, and I want to get your reaction. Courtney says on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Courtney says, I honestly had no idea that he had any disabilities. All I saw was pure joy being expressed through proud tears. And it is sad to me for those who make fun of him who have never experienced this in their life. And Telly, before we get your reaction, I also want to say this, and I want to get your reaction on this too. We are still living in a society where it is unacceptable to be publicly emotional, to be publicly vulnerable. And that's why you got all these kids out here taking their own lives, committing suicide, because we are still a society that is teaching kids that have so many different dynamics that they are managing that we never had to deal with, i.e. social media, and still by old people. Yes. And whoever that 1130 WISN, Jim, you're old. Telly and I are old. We are far removed. It is a new day. It is a new day. You cannot keep bringing in the same ideals and conservative thoughts and limited thoughts. That's why we're messed up now. That's why 89 to 90% of us need to be in therapy if we're not. I applaud the younger generation for being in touch with their emotions, with their mental, spiritual, and emotional health care. But as long as we as older people keep doing this, that's why the suicide rate among young people continues to rise every year.
Yeah. I really can't say too much more than what you just said, DT, because you hit the nail on the head in several points. The only thing that I can really think of in this situation is just, like you said, expressing outwardly the emotions. And just because we haven't seen that from Barron, people forget that Donald Trump has a teenage son. And you never see him. And how can you talk about family and this and that, and your family is not even a part of what you're trying to do or what you're trying to become? And for his son, I thought it was a very touching moment. And yes. And Courtney, just like you, I really didn't know he had a learning disorder. Until after the fact, because I was like, man, that is so cool. Like, I really thought to myself, because no one is tripping off of his daughter, Hope, who was brought to tears and put up the heart sign, you know, and she was showing that she was proud of her dad and got emotional. And everyone wants to focus on his son who has a learning disorder. But I was at that time when I saw that, I was like, man, that is so cool. I hope one day I can make my kids that proud where they're moved to tears and want everyone to know that's my dad.
Exactly. I would have been boo-hooing too. But again, the major opportunity in this whole situation is we have to, as a country, what worked 5-10 years ago. There's a lot of things that we as older American voters, Gen X and above, let these young people take the baton. That's one of the main reasons why President Biden, again, who's going to go down as one of the greatest presidents of all time, not because of necessarily his impact, which he did have, but more importantly, when it came time for him to be reelected, he put the country first. Now, before we get to some more of the topics, I got to read this Telly. And if you look, you know how I am with my people because I'm loyal. I wanted to jump in and respond to Marcus, but he did say Telly. Telly, you told me Tuesday I would have her policies by Thursday. And again, Telly, if you know how I am, if you want me to interject, I got your back, brother. Hey, no. Telly, you told me Tuesday I would hear her policies by Thursday. Did you hear any?
You can in? Now see my response.
Okay, let me refresh. Oh, Marcus. I said hopefully, and I clearly don't have any say in what they do. Brother Marcus, thank you so much for that great question. And I will be more than happy to answer that question on behalf of Telly, because she did indeed discuss her policies. Now, let me ask you, Marcus, before I entertain your question with time and energy, did you watch her speech in entirety? It's a simple question. I just need a simple answer. Yes or no? You watch Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential nomination acceptance speech in its entirety? If you say yes, then I'm going to answer your question. If you say no, then I'm going to ask you to go back and watch it in its entirety and let me know what policies you heard, because she did address policies. Thank you so much for listening, Marcus. We appreciate you, because we are here to inform, inspire, and entertain. Now, again, before I finish this thought, I just want to make sure I say his name really slow. Because we're not doing this in 2024. I'm getting in my Michelle Obama mode today. Jay Weber from 1130 WISN, that apology was terrible because you weren't sorry about what you said. And the fact that you went there, which was so disgusting, about a child who was simply proud of his father, who happens to have a learning disability. And for you to publicly, being a talk radio show host and Ann Coulter, y'all... and he has his own talk radio show.
And for the radio talk show host, dude, I think for him, it may have been an opportunity for him to go viral or like, hey, look at me type of moment. And as twisted and as sick as that sounds, there are people that think that way, where there's an opportunity where I'm going to get a lot of attention by saying whatever. I mean, they used to call them shock jocks, but you don't really see them as often anymore. But maybe he thought that was something that would put him on the map. But other than that, that is such a reckless thing, especially if you knew this information and you still said on the airwaves what you said.
But a lot of our listeners, Telly, they're saying what you said. Curly Q on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. She says, and Curly, I just can't say this word because I've said it before and I got in trouble. So let me just boop. I was so boop when I saw her and Jay Weber's comments. That dang MAGA cult is ridiculous and needs to be ashamed. I had no idea that he was differently abled. I just saw a proud son.
Yeah, yeah. At that moment, I did as well. And again, for them to attack that just goes to show that...
Disgusting.
I mean, you can't find any holes in what I'm in my policies, what I'm talking about. So you're going to go and just start talking about anything and everything else that has nothing to do with what this campaign is about.
You know, I'm going to pull a Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, Telly, because, you know, that one coach, when they lost against Colorado, the one coach who came for Deion Sanders' mama, you know, he alluded that Deion Sanders didn't have home training.
Yeah, that was Colorado State's coach. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dear society, let me just, and I'm reminding myself as I say this, don't talk about people's mamas and don't talk about people's kids. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, that's a no-no. Like, you stay away from people's mamas and their kids. You can talk about me all you want. You can talk about, you know, adults, but seriously, you go for, and the crazy part about it is that if my memory serves me correctly, Telly, when President Obama, then Senator Obama, and forever First Lady Michelle Obama were campaigning for his presidential election, they were coming for Malaya and Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you coming for people? And this is when they were, you know, they were, as we say in the South, knee high to a duck's butt.
Mm.
They're young children and you're coming for them?
Yeah.
That's your strategy to, influence America to vote for you by attacking someone's child? Come on, man. Yeah. And see that right there. So I, again, I'm asking all the Trump supporters who watched the DNC and all the Trump supporters who witnessed these two individuals literally, like, disgustingly attack Tim Walz's son during his vice presidential acceptance speech. I'm just trying to understand, was this what y'all discussed in your Zoom meeting? Like, let's go for the kids. Like, how is this helping you? Please educate me.
Yeah. Southern Ivy on our YouTube message board echoes that thought that you just said, DT. Whether Gus is differently able or not, children are off limits.
Absolutely.
Always has been. Always. Yes. Always has been. But in 2016, the whole presidential process was changed forever when one Donald J. Trump rode down an escalator and was like, look, I'm going to do things the way I want to do it. And none of them were presidential.
None of them. Well, before we take our next break, I have to give Telly a huge shout out. And you brought this to the attention we were prepping for the show this morning. Our very own Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke during the Democratic National Convention. Now, this took place Wednesday evening, so we didn't talk about it yesterday, but we definitely want to give the mayor of Milwaukee a huge shout out because he definitely, I mean, that's a big deal. When you get invited to speak, I don't care if you get 30, I don't care if you're the person that says, and now, coming to the stage,
Yeah. Mayor,
I'm like, if they would have called me, I'd have been like, I sure can.
Yeah.
I will
Yeah. Announce
every person that walks on that stage.
Yeah.
So again, during the comments or during the remarks from Mayor Cavalier Johnson, he did credit President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. And obviously talking about how he wanted to help bring back Milwaukee's Brownsville neighborhood. He talked about a lot of things in terms of Wisconsin. And so I have to say, I saw bits of it. We come back, we'll play some sound bites. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Johnson, for understanding the assignment, because your comments, you spoke well. You talked about Black culture. You talked about one of our Black neighborhoods here in Milwaukee, Brownsville. You were very specific and you looked in the camera. You didn't look like you was reading from the teleprompter. You made sense, brother. So shout out to Mayor Cavalier Johnson, who again spoke during Wednesday night's Democratic National Convention, which was day three. So it's about to get real, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to get real. Now, when we come back from break, Telly reminded me during the break. I totally forgot about this. And we're going to talk about this when we come back from break. Yesterday, if you did not know, and again, Telly reminded me, it was Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff's wedding anniversary. I believe it was a milestone, too. Was it 10 years? 10-year wedding anniversary?
Yeah.
When we come back, we've got some commentary, especially for you regarding the anniversary of Madam Vice President. Second, why are you laughing, Telly?
Because people back, don't be ready for our role playing.
We're going to come back. We're going to give y'all some commentary on what we think happened. What we think happened once Madam Vice President gave her acceptance speech during the DNC yesterday. What happened in terms of the anniversary celebration between Second Gentleman and Madam Vice President? You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth because you deserve the best. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Do you know what August is? August is Black Business Month, and the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is teaming up with Associated Bank to celebrate the excellence of Black-owned businesses in our community. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black businesses, and this is why Carrie Noni will be hosting a Black Business Spotlight Show on Monday, August 26th from 6 to 7. She will spotlight three locally owned Black businesses and tell their story of success. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC. And I want to remind you, tonight is the night. The Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. We have a big-time matchup for you as two traditional football powers clash. Tune in tonight as the defending Division I state champion Marquette High Hilltoppers take on the Arrowhead Warhawks. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
All right, if you're just tuning in, we're going to slow things down a little bit. We're going to honor Kamala Harris, Vice President, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff. Did you know that they celebrated? Now, here's the thing, Taylor, you talk about winning. Could you imagine? Like, I'm sure Madam Vice President never thought in a million years that not only would she be celebrating her wedding anniversary, 10 years, milestone anniversary, 10 years, the same day that she accepts the presidential nomination. I thought that was so dope. Now, Savannah, let's go ahead and hit him with some of that slow jam music. Because what I'm trying to imagine, Telly, is... Can you imagine the conversation between the second gentleman and Madam Vice President as they got back to the hotel?
So I'll kick it off. So I'm the first gentleman. I was able to set it up. I got back to the hotel room, and I'm playing this. It's our anniversary, Tony going on. And you walk in. Hey, great job tonight.
If you don't turn that music off, I'm tired.
But baby,
if you don't turn that music off, did you not see all them people in their room?
But it's our anniversary. And you tired.
Doug, if you don't blow them candles out and sit your butt down somewhere. Because look, on stage, she's like, we did it, Joe. Oh, my. Thank you. Thank you so much.
She's a whole different person.
Thank you. Thank you. No. Thank you. Get in that hotel room. You gonna turn them candles off? My feet hurt. I've been on my feet. Oh, did you not see all them people that I had to shake hands and kiss babies with?
But I mean, you've been on this campaign thing for the last month. You said anniversaries was good. And now I didn't sign up for this 10 years ago.
Right,
I didn't sign up for this.
You said it on our birthday or anniversary.
Anniversaries and sometime Father's Days, just depending on what you have going on for me. It's going down.
Doug, this kitchen is closed, okay? It ain't serving nothing.
Well,
nothing.
I'll try back with you on Saturday, but, I mean, that's not officially our anniversary.
You know how black women are. She'd be like, Negro. He'd be like, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm white and I'm Jewish.
Damn.
Negro, we have 11 weeks. Did you not hear Michelle Obama tell us the timeline? You might as well just have a seat, okay?
But you told me you're tired before. I guess this is a different kind of tired, huh?
Baby, you know how black women are. Okay. I'll tell you what. If I win, then we can talk about it.
We can set up a schedule and a contract that I'll put out whenever. You know.
Telly, real talk, though. You know, because how old is Madam Vice President? What's her age? She's what, 57, 58?
Let me check.
Can we do a fact check on Madam Vice President's age? Look, I'm going to keep it real.
She's 59.
She's 59, 59 years old, and looks wonderful, by the way. I can't imagine. Telly, look, I don't even have the schedule. My schedule is full, but I don't have a schedule even near work, nowhere near close to someone who is running for president of the United States, especially being a black woman. I can't even imagine. Because she's getting pulled from every direction.
Oh, man.
You know, she's getting pulled from the AKA. She's getting pulled from Howard University. And although I know that it's the Divine Nine's policy not to publicly endorse a presidential candidate, we all know that she's an AKA. They've made that very clear.
Oh,
Shout out to Alpha Kappa Alphas.
Yeah.
So look, she's getting pulled from the Lynx, the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, any and every black professional, women professional. I saw so many hats in the audience last night that said white dudes for Harris.
Yeah.
So, you know, her schedule, Doug, I feel for you, brother. I really do, because it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while. I don't want to speak, but I can't even imagine, because when I come home, Telly, I'm tired. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
I don't know. This is another way to look at it. Gene hit us up on our talking text line and says, I couldn't disagree more. I'll bet Madam VP was so hyped, she put it down on W.
What'd you say, Gene? She had a boost of energy. What'd you say, Gene?
I couldn't imagine, though.
That was like, at ease, Madam Vice President. Hold on.
How much energy do
Slow
you
down.
Have?
We did it, Doug. Let me stop.
Look, let me tell you, though, now that you think about it, she has never spoken in front of a crowd that large before.
Man.
Ever.
Ever.
And it's not just the 19,000 at the United Center. This is all around the world. Eyeballs were glued to the screen and to this stage. And I know, even when I do shows on the Big Ten Network, it takes a little time to come down after you do a show. And so I could not imagine, just imagine how hyped up you're going to get to even do that speech. And then just to come off the stage and be like, oh, I'm tired. I don't know. Doug might have been in for the night of his life last night.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on, Kamala. Let's at least eat dinner. Can we at least eat the crab cakes? I ordered room service and everything.
She say, look, you know what my schedule look like. She looking at her watch.
You better get it. Look, I got 10 minutes of energy. Let's do this now. Shoot.
No, that's real.
Okay, Gene and Telly, I'm telling you right now, when I get off that stage and it's nowhere near 50,000 people, I think the largest group of people that I've spoken to, if I had to take a guess, maybe 5,000.
Yeah.
You get off that stage, you be like,
never that much for me in person. Never that much. Because when I would do NBA games and I'm on the floor, I'm not thinking about the people in the crowd. I'm thinking about what I need to do on camera for television. So I don't count that as talking in front of people. I mean, people may be paying attention to me. I'm not paying attention to them. So, I couldn't imagine, DT, man. I mean, 5,000 is
that,
a lot.
See, what I do, when I'm on a stage, I have to pay attention to my audience. That's the thing. Every individual, if you are a great entertainer, speaker, everyone in that room, regardless if you know them or not, they have to feel connected to you.
Yeah.
They have to feel connected. And you represent your brand, but more importantly, they have to leave feeling a whole lot better than they did when they came into the venue. So, again, Madam Vice President, if y'all had a great night last night, more power to y'all. Because I'm telling you right now, Gene and Telly, I would have been like, I wish you would touch me. Did you not see all them kids? Look, November the 6th. Can you imagine if, you know, I'm not even going to say that out loud. All right, y'all. At the top of the hour, we come back. We're going to start talking about, you know what day it is. It's Black Friday. Norm, if you're still listening, so sorry that you hung up. Please call back. We want to hear from you. Your voice is valuable. It deserves to be heard. 833-212-1017. We also have a special, special, special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly at the second hour, or in the second hour. So you want to stay tuned. Stay locked in. We'll be back.